pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, tips off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap with Tommy, and they're giving the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show. It's Football Friday, and it looks like football weather out there. High school tonight, college tomorrow, the NFL Sunday, and we've got some of the best ones for you right here on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow, the top teams in the country will battle Georgia and South Carolina, followed by USC and Ohio State, and then a NFL tripleheader coming your way on Sunday, starting with the Colts and those amazing Vikings. Followed by the Chargers trying to get back on track at Denver, and then Pittsburgh at Cleveland on Sunday night. So plenty of that. We'll talk high school football as well. Coming up, our Johnny Casinos Pigskin Pick'em on the show today. Daddy will have his college and NFL selections for you later on in the program as well.
Doug, the big game of the weekend, which you can hear, you just mentioned USC, Ohio State, a lot of talk. I heard Mark May say that he expects USC to win this game by double digits or could be more. So more would be triple digits? I don't see that happening at all. I really don't. And I'm going to have to take him to task on that and say I did not see a 100-point victory for the Trojans. And although I think they're an awfully good football team, I just don't see that happening on Saturday night.
A good football team. Hey, but, seventh floor is coming to Lincoln.
You know what? That was exciting news. Now, there's a game which a lot of people are going to turn their heads and an opportunity to check out South Beach.
After I mentioned it on the show, obviously Tom Osborne went right out and scheduled the Miami Hurricanes, 2014 and 15. The problem is these games are so far out. I mean, we're 6-7 years down the road for some of these, but Fresno State and Miami scheduled the last 2 days, even though that's not official out of Nebraska's office because it comes from the other schools, but it is the case.
You know, actually talking to somebody this morning, I go, did you hear the Hurricanes are coming? They're like, yeah, should hit land tomorrow. And I'm like, no, not those Hurricanes, the Miami Hurricanes. We're surely, and just a quick note on this Nebraska football, we're surely not going to play South Dakota, are we? We've got to get out of that game. We were not going to play them next year, are we?
Well, 2010.
But, I mean, we're not going to play that game.
Well, they got to get rid of something. Now, what you know, if it's them or not, whatever. I mean, there's going to be a cupcake on the schedule. They got to get out of something, though. You are correct. Maybe we can schedule Pitt.
I don't think that. No, there's no talks there.
No?
No.
No long-standing series with Pitt?
No.
New head coach, new athletic director?
Wouldn't that be something? Boy, would you love to hear the booze rain down.
Wow.
That would be something.
And it's also time for us to get Notre Dame back on the schedule. If we're scheduling that far out, it's going to be 20 years again before we play Notre Dame. Let's get the Irish on the schedule.
Speaking of the Irish, we go to the Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Contact Scott or Joel, downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
Michigan-Notre Dame might be on the pick'em today.
Might be on the pick'em. No, it's not. I couldn't pick a game that bad. Okay, Big Daddy, I heard your nasty comments yesterday you made about my beloved Irish. No more Mr. Nice Guy to you. Touchdown Jesus is not happy with you. May your wife refuse to make your favorite meal. May all your TV sets not work during Cowboys games. May you quarterback in Fantasy League throw 4 INTs this week. That's just for starters. Thanks, Ken, for the email.
That would be better if your quarterback got hurt. That would be better.
By the way, got the Maxim magazine from yesterday. And they've compiled the worst teams in college football, the 10 worst.
Ooh,
number 10 is Notre Dame, by the way, kid.
Oh, is that that's just right now, or?
Well, I don't know, but we got two Big 12 teams in there.
Baylor and Iowa State.
And they went out of their way a little bit because they don't have a Louisiana. I mean, they don't have an Arkansas. I mean, they've got teams that are on the radar.
BCS conference schools.
Yeah. I mean, and you run them down and. I just like their, number 5 is Iowa State. And then they've got the lamest tradition. Since the early 1900s, giddy co-eds have met under the school clock tower to seal their love with a kiss. Those who do so at midnight supposedly become true Iowa Staters. Whatever the hell that means.
Crazy Chris was telling us, you know, Crazy Chris, former producer of the show, Iowa State fan, getting ready for Iowa State, Iowa this week. Yeah. I guess him and his boyfriend got that done. So, you know, hey, he became a true Iowa State fan at the clock tower. That's nice.
You know, it's just got great little tidbits. Number 4 is Baylor. It says, I mean, this is just a little rundown, the little quip about each school. Baylor may be the bright spot in the dismal city of Waco, Texas. But over the past 15 years, the university football program may have suffered more losses than the Branch Davidians. But, I mean, it's just lamest tradition for Baylor. At the annual Pigskin Review homecoming event, students perform Broadway-style song and dance acts because nothing says football like jazz hands.
No, you have horrible jazz hands.
Wow.
1-888-455-ESPN. We're pretty wide open today, folks. It's Friday, so we want to talk a lot of football. We'll get into some of the good volleyball that was played last night. No new word on what's going on at Hastings College from what happened yesterday with Fred Aubuchon stepping down. They are underway with the Hastings College tournament, though, this weekend. And all kinds of teams are in town. Hastings playing at 4-8 today, 2-6 tomorrow. And we'll talk about that as well. UNK gets their conference season underway this weekend. But back to football. And what's going on with the weather? Ball security will be a problem or be something that teams are going to have to pay attention to tonight. And we talked about this on the show the last couple of days. Even though it's week two, it's important for teams that got beat in week one that didn't expect to get beat. Also for teams that were going, how about some of those teams that broke their losing streaks? Can they keep it going this week? By the way, congratulations to all those, including Nick Hodge and the gang up at Loop City.
Big, big monkey. Big, big monkey. Good to get.
Nick's not a big monkey.
No, get that off your back and start off fresh. And, yeah, hopefully they can build up a little momentum and keep things running. I think it's really important. You know what? Huge game. You know, you want to know a huge game, and we're doing it on Power 99 tonight, Doug. It's Ravenna and Kearney Catholic. You got Kearney Catholic, a team that wasn't really tested that first week, doesn't really know how good they were. Sandy Creek just, they don't have kids out. They're not numbers. Their numbers are down. They're just not good. And it's one of those deals. Too bad. I mean, if you're a Fairfield Sandy Creek fan, Kearney Catholic doesn't know how good they are. Ravenna really entered the season thinking, hey, we got a pretty good football team. The line's our strength. And then Elm Creek kind of comes in and kind of dazzles you with a little bit of speed. They're really finding their way right now, and we'll see tonight who can come out on top in that game, because you see two very contrasting styles. You see Shooting Star offense, TC run it pretty much straight ahead, about six or eight plays, and see if the line can hold up against Kearney Catholics. But if Ravenna loses this one, then all of a sudden, I think you got big confidence problems down the rest of the season.
Also tonight, Kearney High, North Platte. A lot of people think North Platte's got a real legit shot in this game tonight.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. You would think that Kearney would be a prohibitive favorite, but that's not really the talk on the streets. I believe it was Stu Pospisil got that on upset alert, one of the games in Class A. I don't see, although it is at North Platte, and sometimes in Class A the games have a way of, you know, the home field seems to make a bigger difference than they do in a lot of the smaller classes. But North Platte, I mean, seriously, North Platte, do we really have to look that far for, you know, North Platte's in the district with Grand Island. They were 4-5 a year ago. Bob Jensen's got them predicted right in the middle of that, the 3-4, them and Lincoln North Star for the 3rd and 4th spot. Well, Kearney's still kind of up at the upper echelon. And so until Brandon Cool loses to North, this is one of those deals. Until they beat Kearney, Kearney's still the favorite and going to go out and take care of business, I got to think.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, Hastings, the bus just left for their game tonight. On the way to Scott's Bluff. Hey, think of it this way, though, fellas. Maybe the sun is shining out there because it's far enough that you're changing time zones and geography in the state of Nebraska. You can hear that game on 1550 ESPN, 1460 Elwood at Amherst, Adams Central at Platteview on KHAS. As Daddy said, Kearney Catholic at Ravenna, Power 99. Donovan Trumbull's at Given on the Breeze. We talked about Kearney North Platte. St. Cecilia's at home against Fairbury as their tough non-district schedule continues. Grand Island welcomes in the defending Class A state champions who have stubbed their toe out of the gate, Omaha Central. Northwest welcomes in the defending Class B state champion in Crete. Central Catholic's at Boone Central. Heartland Lutheran is at Clay Center. And McCook is at Aurora. Well, maybe one of the very few challenges for McCook this season.
Well, you know, Aurora's had some early season success here, but I don't think they're going to be able to keep it going. McCook, a lot of people are talking about them entering the all-class top 10. Probably look for them to do that in the next 2 weeks. A lot of people think they could be the best team in Nebraska, regardless of class.
Also tonight, area rivalry with Minden at Holdridge. We had Phil Truax on from Lexington yesterday. Can they go 3-0 against Alliance? Loup City's got a great chance to go 2-0. Centura is a team that has struggled, and Loup City will be playing them this evening. Some other games that could be of interest. Will Elm Creek do well at Sutherland? Overton is at Axtell. Axtell has had their number, and they're going to try and, you know, they're kind of like Ravenna, a team that didn't expect to lose last week. Medicine Valley caught them, and now they have to take on Overton.
Should be a lot of points scored. I think both teams' special teams are very, very talented for both Axtell and Overton.
I remember that last year it was 7-0 at halftime. So I wouldn't necessarily say that that's going to be the case. Can Bertrand bounce back? Can Callaway bounce back? SEM Litchfield, some smaller schools and some smaller class games going on around the area. But wherever you're at, enjoy your high school football tonight. NFL Power Rankings, something we've done on the Doug and Daddy Show every season. And we're going to do that today. Daddy, are your NFL Power Rankings ready?
I'm ready. I didn't know how far to drop down losers, especially the big three in the AFC. But we'll see that here in just a little bit.
I have done mine. We will see where we differ and how close our teams are. We'll do that. And also coming up, Pigskin Pick'em and Daddy's, of course, college and NFL picks. Give us a call. What do you want to know about? What do you want to talk about, whether it's high school, college, or pros? Let us know and log on and vote as well to the Doug and Daddy poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which week one upset winner in the NFL has the best chance of making the playoffs? The Bears, the Panthers, or the Falcons? Right now the Bears, a slight lead over the Panthers, and Chicago and Carolina play each other Sunday. We're back after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
It's the once a year, all out blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year, all out blowout going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Destination fun continues all summer. Get away without the drive in the courtyard at Cunningham's. Taste one of our signature grilled features every Friday and Saturday night, like grilled shrimp or smoked prime rib. Enjoy our unique atmosphere with a frozen margarita and listen to the sounds of summer. Take this weekend and get away to the courtyard with all your friends and let us do the work. Playing tonight and tomorrow is Soca Jukebox. Join us for destination fun in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
This Sunday, Peyton Manning and the high-powered Indianapolis Colts offense travels to the Twin Cities to battle the tough defense of the Minnesota Vikings. It's the NFL Game of the Week right here, this Sunday, on the Sports USA Radio Network.
Colts and Vikings start our NFL tripleheader Sunday, followed by the Chargers and Broncos, and Sunday Night Football has Pittsburgh at Cleveland. The NFL is here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Sunday.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue across the area during the day today, along with a good chance for some showers, along with a few thunder showers developing. Highs reach about 67 with winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies stay cloudy tonight as we'll see scattered showers and some thunder showers at lows of 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
We're back, Doug and Daddy's show. Friday, taking you into the weekend. A lot of football going on. 2 days ago, though, we were at Husker Harvest Days, lot 1131 on Seed Row with the Dine and Grow people. To be honest with you, we can't stop talking about Dine and Grow and all the great things they have to offer, and they want you to know that quality is not just a word. You expect to receive a consistently outstanding product. Dine and Grow Seed has developed strict quality standards to ensure excellent vigor and emergence, increase stands, and maximize yield potential. Hey, they only sell products that meet or exceed their measurements for success, from germination to seed size to treatments and packaging. Quality is in the details. Dine and Grow Seeds, call them today, 1-800-652-9298. Get a hold of them, ask them about the YieldGuard VT Triple, ask them about 57 VO7. It needs to be on your farm, it needs to be maximizing profitability, and that's what it's all about. Dine and Grow Seeds. Quality product at a quality price.
I'll tell you what, just when you look up and down Seed Corn Row, you know who's growing, you know who's doing things well, because Dynagrow just had tons of people there, and the speech and the selling point that you gave at the end there was just outstanding.
Well, here's the way they're going to do it. They're going to ask you to buy 36 units, people, and here's what they're going to do. 20% down, they're going to leave you alone until January 15th. That's perfect. They're not going to talk to you. You don't want to talk to them. You don't want to be bothered by a seed dealer. That's fine. They're going to leave you alone January 15th. Then the balance is due, and they're going to deliver your seed, and everything's set to go for your farming operation. It went something like that.
Wow.
That was special. That was special. 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 Time now for our NFL power rankings.
You want to go first?
You want me to go first? I don't know.
I want you to go first.
You want me to go first? All right. Number 10, the New Orleans Saints. I have the Saints at number 10 because as I looked at the teams above them, I'm not sure at the moment that they are ready to beat any of them, although I think somewhere I said that the Saints could be playing in the NFC Championship game. So we'll see. We'll see. Without Marcus Colston, that might slow things down, but if Reggie Bush plays in the next few games like he did in week one, look out. At number 9, the Indianapolis Colts. I put them at number 9. Coming off a loss, again, this is going to be such a weird week when we get to your picks. Teams are not as bad as they looked, and they're not as good as they look. Number 8, the San Diego Chargers. Thought about putting them higher. Let's face it, they played like crap and still got beat on the last play of the game. This is still a good football team. Number 7, the Chicago Bears. That's right, the Bears of Chicago. You beat Indy, I pick you to win the NFC North Division. There's no shock here. The Chicago Bears are number 7. At number 6, the Carolina Panthers. Carolina sets at number 6 after beating San Diego. Obviously, whoever wins that game this week, we'll determine who's higher next week. We get to number 5. I was somewhat shocked and amazed by the play of the Denver Broncos, and that's who I have at number 5, the Broncos of Denver. I cannot believe that they're going to be that good. And if San Diego loses to Denver, which they should because Denver wins at home, San Diego does not play well in Denver, but San Diego really kind of needs this game. Denver at number 5. I placed the New England Patriots at number 4 because of the question mark factor. I'm not exactly sure. They still, for whatever reason, only beat the Chiefs 17-10, and the Chiefs are horrible. The two worst teams in the National Football League may reside in the state of Missouri with the Rams and the Chiefs. At number 3, the Philadelphia Eagles. No one crushed a team better than the Eagles in week number 1. At number 2, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers went out and took care of a Houston team that was one of those couple teams that everybody thought could make some noise, was a dark horse. Folks, this game wasn't even as close as the score indicated. Bum shoulder for Ben Roethlisberger is all that could hold them back right now. And, of course, this is no surprise. The Dallas Cowboys looked as good as any team did on Sunday, especially of the teams that were supposed to be Super Bowl contenders. I have Dallas at the top. And, yeah, you can say that's a homer pick if you want, but seriously, argue to me that anybody else on week one performance was better than Dallas.
Interesting, Douglas. I see I can study you in a couple of ways. The New York Giants, defending Super Bowl champions, you do not have
Washington
listed.
Sucks. All right, and the Giants laid down in the second half, 16-7. That's the only team that I thought could be in the top 10 that I left out. Obviously, you're not going to get much of a read on them if they're good by playing the Rams this weekend.
Green Bay, anything to say to the Green Bay faithful out there? Just not in your top 10. That's fine.
Green Bay and Minnesota will get there. I mean, that was a good. But Minnesota should have won that football game. Green Bay had a pick and on a special teams. I mean, come on. Minnesota still is a better football team than Green Bay. Green Bay won on Monday night. Yay for you guys.
Fair enough. I chime in at number 10, and this broke down basically to two teams for me. Denver, and then I looked at Derek, and I said it may be my only chance all year to put the Buffalo Bills in the top 10.
Yeah.
So I just put the Buffalo Bills. The offense needs to get going, though, Derek, because two special team scores aren't going to happen every week. At number 9, I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars still. This is a team that should rebound. They're going home this weekend. That should heal them and get them 1-1 on the year. At number 8, I've got the New England Patriots. I think they've fallen that far, and that's how big of a difference Tom Brady makes to me. Number 7, I've got the Green Bay Packers at number 7. They scored 27 or more points last year in 5 road games. They go to Detroit. Should be a great opportunity for this team to score quite a few points. Number 6, the Indianapolis Colts. By the way, the Colts are 8-2 against the NFC as of late. The Vikings are 2-8 record against the AFC in their last 10. So Indy should be expected to win that game at Minnesota. Number 5, I've got the San Diego Chargers. Calm down, people. If we go back a year ago, this is the same team that started 1-3. Then they ended up 5-5 at one time. So I think we need to simmer down a little bit. Number four, I've got the New York Giants. Coughlin shut it down in the second half versus the Skins. Manning's becoming one of those elite quarterbacks in the NFL. His accuracy was excellent the first half, and that game could have been a lot worse. Number three, Philly pummeled the hapless Rams. Monday night's a huge majoring stick. We'll see how that goes. I don't like 7 points. Boy, I think that's a huge number at Dallas. Number two, Pittsburgh Steelers. This is one of those, the offense is getting all the publicity, but the defense may have looked even better than the offense did. And at number one, I've got the Dallas Cowboys. It's scary being at the top. You're taking everybody's best shot, especially the Philadelphia Eagles. I heard Colin Cowherd say this morning that Andy Reid is 13-5 against Dallas under his watch. Philly put up those great numbers on offense, let's remember, too, without Curtis and Brown, their two top wide receivers, arguably. And they still be able to put up those numbers. They should be able to get some of those guys back. So that should be interesting as well. That's my top 10.
My questions to you. You rank Jacksonville, but leave Tennessee out.
I leave Tennessee out because basically the quarterback position is an absolute mess right now. And I don't know if Vince Young's going to be able to come back and lead this team. I'm not sure if Vince Young's an NFL prototype quarterback anyway.
And you don't like the Saints.
The Saints are one of those teams, they got a good division win last week. I think the Saints are one of those next teams you'd have to look at. But
you have Indy in your rankings at number six, but no Chicago Bears after the Bears go Indy in Indianapolis and win by 16. That is the biggest faux pas on your top 10. Argue that.
Well, I can argue it by saying, you know what, Peyton Manning had a pretty good night. The Bears' defense played excellent. I want to see more offense out of the Chicago Bears. I don't like Carl Orton, and I think you've got to have a better. I think you've got to have a better
29
quarterback.
29 points.
Kyle Orton's not.
29 points.
Peyton Manning, Kyle Orton, not even close. That's why at the end of the year.
29 points.
At the end of the year.
Bears will score 29 points probably three more times this year. 29 points.
Fair enough. Come at me. I've got other information to back this.
No, you don't. You got Pro Football Weekly.
Well, I got Pro Football Weekly. I got the Las Vegas Consultants Power Rankings as well.
Let me guess, it's exactly the same.
No. Chicago's at 15, and Indianapolis is at number 3.
Yeah, but in the pros, there's a lot more. You're talking about who you're going to bet and who's going to be favored in games for quite some time.
That's what Las Vegas is saying. That's a
little
sport.
Different. Yeah, and again, yours I think is a little bit more on an overall season, and mine is more a little bit about what we saw in Week One. But we do agree on the top three: Dallas, Pittsburgh, and the Eagles.
Well, just three teams that really just stood out, and you look at statistics wise, all three of those teams. And say what you want about Cleveland, is this a the old sophomore bust deal with Derek Anderson and whatnot. I don't know. I think they're playing against a pretty good Dallas defense. Pittsburgh doing it against Matt Schaub, who many people thought, Andre Johnson's supposed to be a great receiver, shutting them down until the very end of that game. And then Pittsburgh and Philadelphia just blasting the St. Louis Rams.
Ben Popper inbox, we'll get to in a moment. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Three worst teams in the National Football League right now.
Oakland's one by far. Oakland, period. And I would
Oakland's
say
Oakland's the worst team in the NFL?
Yes, by far.
Okay.
The Rams.
Okay.
Oakland, the Rams. And until it comes down to a last second deal with Kansas City at New England, forget the Tom Brady situation. For Kansas City to even be in the same breath in the fourth quarter against New England, I think that maybe moves them up a notch. I don't know who that other third team would be.
Cincinnati.
Oh boy, they played awful.
Washington.
Well, Miami. Miami is going to get mentioned, although they took but they played at home in that game. I guess at the end of the year, who's going to have the worst three records? I'm going to say Miami.
Well, I think the Rams were the worst in Week One because they have offensive weapons. 3 points? 3 points? And it wasn't like their offense wasn't on the field because Philly sure didn't take long to stick it in the end zone, so the Rams got plenty of opportunities as well. Rams worst, I think Washington is right there in the three worst teams in the National Football League. And, Cincinnati, pretty putrid as well. I don't know what to think about Oakland. they already look like they're in disarray, and that's not good in week one when your coaching staff making some of the comments they made.
This is interesting. When you look at the Las Vegas Sports Consultants poll, the 32nd team in the NFL to them is the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta, then Oakland at 30, tied for 30 and 31, San Francisco and Oakland. That's who they have.
How bad is San Francisco?
Well, Steve, that's a team that showed promise in the preseason, and they're building, and they got some talent, I think, and go out and you have five turnovers. Should have been in the game with Arizona, and that's a – if things can click, that's a division – I got to be honest, that's a division that somebody could sneak up and win. If you look at Pro Football Weekly's bottom three teams, the Detroit Lions at 32. 31 is the Rams, and 30 is the Chiefs.
Well, if Atlanta thumps you, yeah, you're not supposed to be good, at least in week one. But again, be careful. Atlanta not going to be as bad as everybody thinks. And
yeah.
Michael Turner's a great pickup. But again, we'll find out. Coming up, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy, in just a few moments in our next segment, is going to give you his college and NFL selections for this weekend. First, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Aaron says, Daddy, you beat me to it. Mark May is an idiot. I cannot believe he said that. And again, what did he say?
He said that he doesn't think the USC-Ohio State game will be close. It'll be double digits and it could be more, which I guess would be triple digits, apparently.
Maybe Mark May and Lou Holtz can meet under Iowa State's watchtower or whatever the hell that damn thing is that you referenced earlier.
It's simple because you look at Trestle and his track record, and it's just spectacular.
And finally, Aaron and Carney says, go Packers, Huskers, and Royals. It's peanut butter jelly time.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Boy, they get a win against Lariano that's just been out of this world the second half. Well, since getting called up from AAA, where he was upset and going to file grievances until they finally got him up to the big boy level, 3-2 in extra innings.
Feel that, Twinkies. But the White Sox lost as well. Still a game there. Cubs look like they're in great shape. Now 5.5 up. And Houston making a heck of a run. But, Daddy, the hurricane coming through, and it's affecting all kinds of things. People being very aware of this. Cubs, Astros tonight and tomorrow postponed. When do you make it up? An off day with a doubleheader. You use a lot of pitchers. Not what you want to do. The Cubs want to get this thing clinched so that if that is made up, they don't have to worry about it. And I know that, again, don't get this confused with the hurricane thing. That's one thing. We're talking sports on this show. That, you know, as if the Cubs fans need anything to just throw them off the track just a little bit. Just a little bit. Something's got to happen.
If it isn't a goat, if it isn't a black cat, it's a hurricane.
If it's not Bartman, it's the hurricane of 08. It's Ike.
Now, I guess with the planes and the technology we have, why can't they just, I mean, I know that, yeah, Houston would rather play at Houston, and I'm sure Chicago would rather play at Chicago. But this late in the season, can't you move those games? Can't you just move them to Chicago and play the games?
I say neutral field, Haymarket Park. About the same distance for both.
Why not?
Well, probably a little farther for Houston. But
why not determine where, well, you could
take them to Oklahoma City.
There you go. Yeah. Have a fun time getting those fans in there.
Hey, before we go to break here, UNK women's basketball schedule has been released, featuring 14 home games, including contests against NCAA tournament participants Minnesota State and Concordia. UNK begins the season with its Concordia St. Paul, I should say. UNK begins the season with its annual exhibition versus Nebraska at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island, November the 5th. The Lopers begin the regular season at home when UNO visits on November 17th.
Boo.
Hello, hello, hello. Who is UNK's arch rival? Don't play UNO out of the gate. Don't play them the weekend of the state football championships. Come on, people. It's Omaha. You can play them anytime you want. Anytime you want. Anytime you want. And then Concordia comes in the next night. The benefit to that is two big-name games that first opening weekend. Then they go to Hayes, and then they go to Wayne State. Concordia St. Paul and Minnesota State comes in for the Thanksgiving Classic for UNK. They bring Dana in.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
And then conference time.
conference. And as I'm looking here, I don't see anybody during the conference season as a non-conference game. So
there you go. And I think that if you're looking at volleyball, basketball, I think UNO would be the biggest rival. And I think on some levels they would be that way in football too. We got to step up and beat them. And I'm not talking about a half, and I'm not talking about a feel good come away. We had them in the fourth quarter. No, until UNK, it's the old Colorado Nebraska deal. Yeah, they're our rival. You haven't beat us in 28 years, McCartney. Shut up. You know, it's kind of becoming like that. We got to win if we want UNK, especially in football.
Colorado, bad example lately. Bad. By the way, the highlight for UNK women's basketball could be on December the 30th, a game that is during the conference season. December 30th, it's the Lopers' only game over the holiday break. December 21st and then January 9th. That's when they get back into conference. The only game they have, December 30th, Vermilion, South Dakota, against the University of South Dakota, last year's national runner-up at the Health and Sports Center, now making the transition into Division I, the Lopers, a regular season Division I opponent at South Dakota.
Cool. A good test. Maybe too good of a test.
When we come back at the Doug and Daddy Show, Daddy's college and NFL selections for the weekend. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Analogies from UPS.
UPS asks, do sports analogies for shipping ever get old?
No!
Here we go. UPS Express shipping options are so precise, they're like a quarterback who can thread the needle from 40 yards out. That's because with UPS, shipments get to your customers right when they need them, at a cost that's right for you. It's whatever speed you need. I tried to thread a needle once. Ended up with 16 stitches.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS. What can Brown do for you?
Ground one, this is Tower one. I am swinging into position.
Tower one, this is boat three. I will count you down for three and two and one and... Bingo.
Bullseye, Tower one.
This is what it sounds like when engineers use Nextel Direct Connect to place a 780-ton suspension bridge foundation tower. Communicate in less than a second with Nextel Direct Connect and get more done with unlimited plans only on the Now Network. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel.
Lots of places claim to have the best burgers in town, but then there's the inevitable reaction to the char burgers at Slugger's Sports Bar in Grand Island.
That's pretty damn good.
Thick and juicy, waiting to conquer your hunger.
That's pretty damn good.
Slugger's naturally features lots of big screen TVs, but unlike lots of places, Slugger's tries to bring in any broadcast you want to see. If it's on the web, dish, or cable, nearly any sporting event comes made to order.
Open 11 to 1, 6 days a week, noon on Sunday.
There's never a time you can't enjoy a great game and a fantastic beer. Slugger's, Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long.
Next Saturday, it's an SEC showdown as the South Carolina Gamecocks play host to the Georgia Bulldogs. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Terry Bowden and me for all the action as Coach Mark Richt's Bulldogs go to battle against Steve Spurrier's Gamecocks. Can Georgia maintain its footing as one of the top-ranked teams in the nation, or will the Gamecocks bounce back from last week's loss and spoil their plans? Georgia, South Carolina. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Georgia, South Carolina, followed by USC, Ohio State, Saturday on ESPN Radio.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue across the area during the day today, along with a good chance for some showers, along with a few thunder showers developing. Highs reach about 67 with winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies stay cloudy tonight as we'll see scattered showers and some thunder showers at lows of 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you're not. This is why
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A few raindrops do not deter a big-time tailgater. They just don't do it, folks. They just don't do it. Troutman's Quality Meats is a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore under T-Bone, the big steer. Now, UNK and Hastings may be gone college-wise, but a lot of high school going on. You're going down to the big Husker game tomorrow at New Mexico State. Be sure to stop by Troutman's and get all the gear you need. They'll vacuum pack it for you so you can just toss it right into the cooler, and you can take her and pick her up tonight and be ready to go tomorrow. Right today, out of the smokehouse, fresh sausages, beer brats, state fair brats, and Fire roasted apple brats, Daddy. Ooh. Once you give them a shot, you'll be glad you did. People cannot buy fresh sausage. Game day. Remember, it's a late game, Daddy. That means maybe you can make some bigger items. You know, like pork loin back ribs. You don't have to get up at 5 in the morning to eat them at 10 to go to the game at 11:30. Trimmed, premium, all natural, perfect for grilling. They fall right off the bone. They've got pork butts, brisket, pork chops, ribeyes, fresh bacon. Kerry has tons of tailgating and finger food ideas. He can't wait to share snack sticks, ground beef, and chuck patties, the best in town. Every kind of seasoning you ever want, and also a nice selection of beers and wines, and not just the everyday stuff as well. Their USDA certified choice Angus steaks are aged to perfection. Go Big Red, and best of luck to everybody from Troutman's Quality Meats, your tailgating headquarters. It's a grill's best friend. Seriously.
Don't
we
can
eat
better.
All that tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it doesn't get any better.
What's going on? I mean, maybe some ribeye, some bacon in the morning.
Ask him about his
brisket.
Ask him about his chubs of meat, because he will cut them to your specifications. Hey, I really want my steaks a little bit thicker. That's fine. Tell Kerry what you want. Vacuum pack everything for you. Boom goes dynamite.
It's time now for Daddy's NFL and collegiate picks. Last week, 2-2 in the college, 1-1 in the national. Football League. Daddy, what do you got for us this week?
I start with Air Force at Houston. Houston, a 2.5-point favorite. Well, I found that Air Force is on an 8-1 spread run. They've rushed for just shy of 700 yards. But the defense is allowed only 18 first downs. They're 8-2 against Conference USC. I'm going to take Air Force, gobble up those 2.5 points.
Or USA, Conference USA.
Yes, Conference USA, because they're Americans. I'm going to take Air Force at Houston.
By the way, this game moved to Dallas because of the hurricane.
Then I look to Penn State and Syracuse. The Lions D allowing only 72 yards per game. Penn State 7-2 versus non-conference teams. And, well, Syracuse, there's just no positives. Lay the 28 points and go stand by the cashier and wait for your money. Then I looked at the big ones. Ohio State at USC. USC an 11-point favorite.
Wow, you're going to pick a big game? And here I thought maybe Central Michigan, Ohio would be standing out to you.
No, I'm
USC
going...
USC and Ohio State.
USC is an 11-point favorite. When I shopped this morning, that's the best I can get. It may be 10 on your sheet, but it's 11 everywhere I shop in Vegas. The Trojans had an extra week to prepare. 54 points ahead of the spread in their last four games. The Luckeyes needed 5 turnovers and an 18-yard yardage edge over Ohio. Last time these two met was in 1990, although they have met in 6 Rose Bowls. Well, I got to listen to Mark May. This could be worse than double digits, people, and I'm going to take USC.
Well, why would you want 11? You'd want 10.
I'd want 10, but I couldn't find 10 where I shop.
Yeah, and Monday when it's a 10-point win. Oh, over the weekend it changed, though. So, NFL, give me more than 2 games, Daddy.
You know what? We don't get greedy. We just take the ones that are double shock lock power plays of the year. In Indianapolis at Miami, the Colts, 12-4 against the spread as September road favorites. 9-1 against the spread before taking on Jacksonville. Guess who's up next? Indianapolis Colts -1. Not where I shop.
They're playing Minnesota.
They're playing Jacksonville next week. They're 9-1 before Jacksonville. They're playing
Miami this week.
They're playing Minnesota. Indianapolis will win this game. They're -1 favorite.
This segment has went to hell.
New England at the New York Jets. Matt Castle, White Castle, I don't give a castle. I'll take Brett Favre at home. Give me the New York Jets. Those are the 2 NFL selections in college, Air Force, Penn State, USC, and in the NFL games on Sunday, Indianapolis and the New York Jets.
You Favre lover.
I am a Favre lover, and even more of a give me a quarterback that's been proven in the NFL, and Matt Castle has not.
Wow. Wow. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show because it is time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. You are up against Doug, Daddy, and Derek, and $25 gift card just for getting in and playing today, and you'll be eligible for big prizes at the end of the year if you beat us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You cannot have went up against us already this year. You get one shot per year. 1-888-455-ESPN. Derek's going to take caller number 10. 1-888-455-ESPN. Call us now. We'll be back with Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em on this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think I might get used to this. Road 11.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Penny Main here with the word of professional advice. Never tailgate halfway. Either you're in, or you might as well shop for lace curtains all weekend. It's time to grill hard and play hard during Coleman tailgate season. And the number one rule of the game, no rust bucket grills allowed. Get respect. Get the Coleman Road Trip Grill. Lightweight, easy to set up, packing 20,000 BTUs of searing power. Nobody argues with 20,000 BTUs. Sack that old charcoal burner. Get a Coleman Road Trip Grill.
Every stay at Mike Ritchell Inns and Suites is more than comfortable. And why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicroTelIn.com.
Hey! All you farmers out there, are you listening? I know a lot of you are still irrigating, but before you know it, it'll be time to hit the fields for harvest, and the last thing you want to worry about is your ATV breaking down. So get into Kearney Yamaha now! Let their service department guys make sure your ATV is working as hard as you'll be this fall. And be sure to check out the lineup of new 2009 Yamaha ATVs. There's no need to wait until after harvest with Kearney Yamaha's Buy Now, Pay Later program. Going on right now on all new Yamaha ATVs. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today before harvest. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and huge selection. Just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue across the area during the day today, along with a good chance for some showers, along with a few thunder showers developing. Highs reach about 67 with winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies stay cloudy tonight as we'll see scattered showers and some thunder showers at lows of 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. And Johnny Casino's located just outside the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Check him out this weekend for your favorite college and NFL games. Enjoy a meal, enjoy your favorite refreshment at Johnny Casino's. It's the new spot on the block in Grand Island. And going up against us in week three of Pigskin Pick'em is Mark Reed of Holdridge. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good.
How's the weather?
Nice and sloppy.
See, now, this is not the weatherman, Mark Reed. We're just trying to point that out to everyone. This is Mark Reed number one, not Mark Reed number two. Dusters, tell me about Holdridge Dusters tonight. Are you going to get a win?
I think they will.
Okay, so there's the first prediction.
Is it homecoming tonight?
Yes.
Oh, it must rain. All right, let's get into our picks here. Pigskin Pick'em. We'll start with tonight's game, Mark. Kansas at South Florida. Who you got?
South Florida.
Daddy, I'm taking Kansas.
You know what? I'm taking Kansas as well because Mark Reed picks South Florida.
UCLA at BYU. I'll take BYU. Daddy?
I'm taking BYU as well.
Mark?
BYU.
Georgia at South Carolina. Daddy, Phil Steele, your man, takes South Carolina. Who you got?
I'm going against my man. I'm going to take the Georgia Bulldogs.
Mark, how about you?
Georgia.
And that'll make it a clean sweep. Wisconsin is at Fresno State. Fresno State is only a one-point underdog at home. Mark, who you got?
Fresno.
You're supposed to take Wisconsin. I took Fresno. Daddy?
I've got Wisconsin, okay. And I think the Big Ten finally flexes its muscle.
I thought,
the little ones that they have.
Michigan at Notre Dame. I am taking the Fighting Rodriguezes. That's right, Michigan.
I'm going to take Notre Dame.
Mark, who you got?
Do I have to pick it? Notre Dame.
Mark takes Notre Dame. Iowa State at Iowa. We call it the Crazy Chris Bowl. Daddy, who you got?
I've got them flexing their little muscles again. I'm going to take the Hawkeyes.
And Mark, who you got?
Iowa State.
All right. Wow. I like it. I like it. I've got Iowa. So we're differing on that one. Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech. It was pointed out to me last night, Virginia Tech could roll into Lincoln 1-3. And I think they get beat this week. I take Georgia Tech, Daddy.
No, I think they get a win, kind of steady the ship. I think Frank Beamer gets it right this week.
How about you, Mark?
I think Georgia Tech.
All right, like it, like it. Marquee matchup moved to tonight, Daddy. Marquee matchup, Washington State at Baylor. Who you got?
Well, I just think a bear is more powerful than a cougar. I'm going to take the Baylor Bears.
Mark, who you got?
I'll go Washington State.
These are bad football teams.
I have also taken the Baylor Bears because they need a win sometime. Oregon at Purdue. I've got Oregon. How about you, Mark?
Oregon.
Daddy?
I think Teal season open. I'll take the Ducks as well.
And this is what I just can't believe. Navy at Duke, our final pick.
Speaking of bad football teams.
Well, what happened to Navy? This is a 9-win bowl game. The bowl
the
team.
Coach moved to Georgia Tech.
Good God. That's why we picked Georgia Tech. But Marcus here, we look at this. Duke is actually favored by 2. Navy at Duke. Mark, who you got?
I'm going to go Duke.
I can't say Duke in football, so I'm going to take Navy.
I'm taking Navy as well. Oh, God, help us all if Duke beats Navy. Because if Navy loses to Duke, I'm a little more worried about the war. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to our tiebreaker, New Mexico State, Nebraska. Total points scored, Mark. What do you got?
Oh, we'll go 62.
You fall right in between me and Daddy, because, Daddy, you have?
I've got 68.
I say 50, and I say this because when we give our Nebraska prediction here in a moment, I'm not putting a lot of points on the side of New Mexico State. What do you think, New Mexico State, Nebraska? How's it going to come out, Mark, before we let you go?
Oh, I think. Nebraska has a pretty good shot at that.
Well, we hope so. 4-touchdown favorite. And, Mark, thanks for calling. $25 gift card to Johnny Casinos in Grand Island. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, enjoy your weekend. Mark from Holdridge joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show for Johnny Casino Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy, Nebraska 50, New Mexico State nothing.
Wow, did you say the third game against New Mexico State no points will be scored?
They've never scored in Lincoln. Hal Mummy's not even really sure what the 3-3-5 is. He doesn't have to worry about it.
You know what? I think just the New Mexico State offense, I think that there's one plus for that team, even though it is their first game, I think they're going to score some points. You know, I think it could be one of those, a 48-20 game. I mean, I think it's right on the spread. I think it's right on the number.
Oh, good God. Seriously, if New Mexico State puts 20 up against us, you better light a flare, because there will be problems in Lincoln, Nebraska. If New Mexico State scores 20 on the Huskers, offensive points, I mean, no special teams or defensive touchdowns. Monday, not good. You're gone Monday.
I'm out Monday.
On assignment.
On assignment, so I'll be back. I'll see you next week, though.
Double J Josh Jelton's going to come in. That ought to be a treat. Good Lord, who drew his name out of the basket anyway?
Road less traveled. We do the same thing in the fishbowl.
That's right. That's right. We got to stop number 408. Josh Sheldon was still left in the fishbowl. But he's going to join us Monday. Paul Merkowitz and Daryl Morris will join us for their annual Monday chat. We'll look back at the Husker game and get ready for another week of great football and sports action around the area. Want to thank everyone that tuned in, sent us an email, and if you miss anything on the Doug and Danny Show from the week, remember we were at Husker Hiver Stays, talked to Hal Mumme, the head coach of New Mexico State, Kyle Vandenbosch, also talked to Russ Hochstein. Go to the Cunningham's podcast, that's the word I'm looking for, on the website, ESPNSuperstation.com.
Look forward to seeing you next week. Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.